Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're talking about one of the most common mistakes businesses make with AI, picking the wrong first project.
And it's costly. They chase something flashy, it falls flat, and the whole business writes AI off as not for us.
The article is How to Choose the Right AI Projects for Your Business by Brett Allegri Wood on the Anabu AI blog. The central argument is this. Your first AI project lives or dies on project selection, not on the technology itself.
Which sounds obvious, but most businesses I speak to still lead with the tool, not the problem.
Brett says a great first project has three qualities. It solves something real, it's easy to measure, and it carries low risk with high potential reward.
What does real actually mean there? Because everyone thinks their problem is real.
Start with whatever already frustrates your team or your customers. Too many repetitive emails, manual reporting, customer delays. When AI fixes something people genuinely care about, adoption happens without a change management campaign.
That's the bit that gets me. Most tech rollouts need a whole change management effort just to get people to use the thing.
Exactly. And the article example shows what that looks like in practice. A UK construction company. Before AI, each manager was spending 4 hours every week writing progress reports.
4 hours per manager. Every week.
With a simple data connection and a summarization tool, the same reports now take 10 minutes.
That is not a flashy project.
No, but it proved that AI could augment what the team was already doing, save real time, save real money, and that win opened the door to bigger ideas.
So, how do you choose? Because most owners have a dozen things they'd like to fix.
Brett gives you three lenses. First, the business lens. Does this project move a metric you actually care about? Revenue, service quality, efficiency. If it doesn't, it's a side project, not a priority.
Not a priority. I like that framing.
Second, the data lens. Do you already have the data to make it work? If your data is messy or incomplete, start smaller or clean it first. Brett's exact line, garbage in still means garbage out, even with AI.
That is not a new problem just because it's AI.
Third, the people lens. Will this make life easier for your team or customers? The best projects help people. If the people affected can't see the benefit, you'll fight adoption at every step.
And that's the lens that gets skipped. You build something, then try to sell it internally, and by then it's already too late.
Brett flags that directly. Identify the one person who would benefit most from solving this problem and bring them into the conversation now, not after you've built something.
How quickly should results show? Some owners assume they're signing up for a long wait.
60 to 90 days. You don't need to automate everything at once. You just need to show that AI can work in your specific environment and that your people can benefit from it. Once that belief takes hold, you can move to bigger, more strategic ideas.
Small wins build the internal case.
That's it. Momentum is what turns an experiment into something the business actually relies on.
What about the businesses that want to plan everything first? I know a few who've been preparing for about a year.
Brett calls that the biggest trap, trying to design the perfect system before taking a single step. His point is that a small, working AI project delivered this quarter is worth more than a detailed plan that never launches.
A plan that never launches isn't a plan.
It's a delay.
So what's the one thing a listener should do this week?
Write down three things that currently frustrate your team or slow your customers down. Run each one through the three lenses. Business goal, clean enough data, direct benefit to people. Pick the highest score and sketch a rough 60-day proof of concept. What would success look like and how would you measure it?
Mine is this. Find the one person in your business who would benefit most from solving that problem and have the conversation today, not next week, today.
The full article is at anabu.ai. It's How to Choose the Right AI Projects for Your Business by Brett Allegri Wood. And if you want this working in your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book right there on the site.
See you in the next one.